the worst moments of our life.
Hey, girl, hey, that's bad.
So speaking of, like, worst ever experiences.
That is the worst ever.
I don't feel so good.
And that was my worst audition ever.
How bad can it be?
And we feel the pain is best or funny.
Welcome to Worst Ever Podcast. I beat you.
Way too
Corona
fucking
edition.
Loud in my ears.
This is Corona edition, Christine.
Guys.
You can speak up, you know.
It has been almost 28 days in quarantine.
And we just got extended.
And we just got extended here in California. This is crazy.
Well, here
this
in
is
Los
the
Angeles.
First time. Yeah, in Los Angeles. This is the first time we are podcasting away from each other. Usually we're in the same room, but yeah. We're, you know, quarantined. The last time we were together, we're pretty sure a lot gave me COVID, which now I want to say to you, I kind of want to say thanks. I was mad at you for a minute, but now I'm like, if I got the COVID and I survived the COVID and now I'll get an antibody test, like that, you might have given me a gift, friend.
Well, you're welcome. No, I just got my second COVID test because my roommate tested positive.
I heard.
So I think I gave him the COVID or he, because he's gone out to every fucking store, including 99 Cent, Home Depot, Target, CVS, Ralph's, and wore no protection whatsoever. So either I gave it to him. By the time I got the first test, I passed and was negative. So he's been in 2-week quarantine. Today is his first day out. We both got a test yesterday. So we'll see if my second test, if I test positive, I didn't have it and he gave it to me. If I test negative, then I still might have had it and I'm just waiting for the antibody test now.
Right. Oh my God.
What's your day been like? I'm right now currently watching HSN.
Oh my gosh.
Glass of rosé. I'm not
I
kidding.
Wish I was
on my
drinking.
Bed. On my bed.
Well, I wish
when
I was
got
drinking.
That May 15th alert, I literally poured. I started pouring the rosé. I was like, I can't do this.
You know what? I would be drinking except for the fact that yesterday. So, okay. My days all blend together a little bit, but they mostly look like this. My kids wake up around anywhere between 6:45 and 7.
I'm up at 5.
I understand. Although today with the rain, I think it was soothing them. It was really nice because they didn't get up till like 7:30, which is late for us. Whole breakfast routine. I try to get my daughter to get on a Zoom because they're doing preschool Zoom morning circles. And you know what she has to say to that? No, thanks, Mama. She does not enjoy it. I think it's very chaotic and weird for them. I can't imagine. I try not to force the issue, but now and then I'm like, look, we have to have some sense of normalcy. So we do a little school. Right. We work on some letters and numbers. I break out a craft. It takes me forever to set it up. Then they lose interest 5 seconds later. I end up doing the craft. Snacks, lunch, snacks, lunch, lots of eating. And then I go into my closet for an hour to 2 hours and I record. I'm doing audiobooks. From my closet, right. Which I've turned into a booth, which
recording
is where I'm sitting right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
I like it. I mean, it's giving me, you know, I have a little bit of autonomy and I get to, you know, hopefully work a little bit during this time, which is super helpful.
Well, when I was FaceTiming you and I saw Georgia seems in great spirits. So obviously the kids are handling it better than anyone else.
Oh yeah. This is not different for Baylor. This is like normal for him.
By the way, if you could see this over the door shoe rack that HSN has right now, it's $61.25. Okay, six flex
you can't
of 10,
buy 21. Anything right now.
I know.
I've also decided I was so sick of my bangs because they're growing out and they're like crazy, and I need to do my roots really, really bad. My hair is just a disaster. But I was so sick of the way I was like, every time I look at myself in the mirror, catch a glance of myself as I'm walking from one room to the other, I was like, I can't stand the way I look. And if I can't stand it, I'm sure everyone else in my family is like, you're a ghoul. So today I took a shower. I worked out a little bit, which was nice, with a friend of mine on Instagram Live, did some dancing with Patty Wortham.
You took a shower with your friend on Instagram Live?
No, I took a shower after that.
Oh, okay.
I took a shower with my daughter. And then I put my hair, I'm going to take a picture right now. My hair is horrible. But I made it look like Josie and the Pussycats.
Oh, but you know today's National Siblings Day.
Oh, cute. It's always National Sibling Day, I feel like.
Well, you got to post pictures of the brother and sister team.
I did the Instagram challenge about the first picture that you and your significant other. Oh, did you hear about that?
No, I don't know anything about Instagram.
Can you turn your dinging off on your phone?
That I don't know. It's not my phone. It's my computer. I'm getting text messages. I don't know how to turn it off. Okay.
Oh, geez. Well, we're going to have to troubleshoot this guy.
I mean, I don't know how to turn that off.
Well, you're going to have to
the text messages, like, I don't have it, like, open. It just keeps popping up. And I'm afraid to open it because I'm afraid my computer will crash.
It will crash. I think you just have to turn the applicate. You have to, like, get out of it. It's like getting out of mail. You have to get out of it. Force quit it.
The app is not on. It's just I get automatic on my computer. It shows it pops up.
I know.
Up.
It's in the settings.
I'm scared to go there.
Okay, so Ala and I both had to update our computers.
I had to get that fucking Catalina.
We both had to get Catalina.
And I hate Catalina Island, period. I really do hate it there. And now I got a picture of fucking Catalina on my fucking computer.
I hadn't updated my computer in so long. I am not that technically savvy, but in order to get all of this, all of the new technology to record, I had to do it. I was texting a lot, like 11:30 at night. It said it was updating. It wouldn't tell me how much time it had left. The wheel was just spinning. I was like, I'm scared. I'm really scared right now.
It took me 3 days to get it. And now my computer is so slow. I can't open up anything. I told Christine, if you want a podcast, I need an hour notice to like open things up. Even the mail, like when you send me a link on my mail, it takes me like an hour to get the mail open.
There's something wrong. That's not right.
No shit.
Yeah, there's something wrong with that. Here's the other thing that's weird during this time. Oh, well, let me finish my day. Usually I wait till 5 o'clock to pour myself something. But let's be clear. Mom is drinking liquor now.
So am I.
I used to have like a glass of wine at like 6 when I'd get home before I put the kids to bed. Then maybe another glass of wine while I'm sitting with my husband. It's like 5 p.m. I'm like, it can't get close enough to 5 p.m. Where is the tequila? Somebody no, get in my life.
I got a bottle of vodka for $10 at Ralph's grocery store.
Uh-huh.
And it's like, I have one glass left.
Oh, God. Oh, boy.
The rosé I've been buying, I got a bottle at CVS for $7.95.
How is that?
It's actually really good rosé. I've seen it at Trader Joe's. It was like $20 there.
Oh, that's exciting. It's a whole thing. I also find it really strange that, like, I tried to order some groceries for pickup at Ralph's, and it's a week out. Is that just in California? Is that just Los Angeles?
It's just your area because mine's like 2 or 3 weeks. Mine won't even give me a delivery window.
Oh God.
There's no week out. I'd love to see how you do yours so I know how to do it because there's no week out even. It's like there's no delivery. No delivery.
Well, I'm not doing delivery. I'm doing pickup.
Oh, pickup.
Yeah.
Oh, well, if you're going to pick it up, you might as well just go get it.
No, because you don't have to go in the store.
I go.
Listen, they put it in your trunk.
When I go.
It's already prepaid.
When I go, I wait for it to open. There's like 5 elderly people that go in before me and then I'm in. So I'm there at like 7 o'clock. I'm in. There's no line. I get everything I need and I'm out.
I hate that we have to talk about getting groceries, that this is like such a thing. It's like, it's just so fucking weird.
Well, it's fine. But the best thing about it is like, well, you know how like on your phone, it tells you what your screen time is.
Oh, Jesus. I don't even want to know. Yeah.
Mine's increased like by 70%.
You're just on your phone. Literally. How many times a day do you have to plug your phone in?
It's plugged in right now. I literally FaceTime everyone. Before, I never FaceTimed. I FaceTime everyone. I have a WhatsApp group with my family just because we're a lot of the messages in Louisiana aren't getting through because everyone's on their phone. So a lot of messages right. aren't getting through. So I have a WhatsApp, which, by the way, if you have WhatsApp, it's really great if you're in group settings because then all the messages get through and pictures and videos faster.
Yeah, yeah.
So I've been doing that. And then I've had like multiple happy hours and Zooms.
Here's my problem with the Zooms. Okay. Everybody's doing the Zooms. And I find like it works pretty well when maybe it's just one or two other people. When it starts to get into like multiple five, six, seven people, I was laughing to a friend that it's like you're just trying to fight for the green block. Everyone's just trying to fight for their time to talk.
Well, I get in a fight with my family and I'm like, because I'm very like control freak when it comes to family stuff. So like Yasmeen, you guys have heard of Yasmeen.
Yeah.
I fight with her all the time when we're doing Zoom because she talks too loud and too fast and she's all over the place and she's talking to other people in the room that's not, and it drives me fucking crazy. Speaking of family, guess who's home from the nursing home?
Oh, your uncle?
Sure is.
Who is he staying with?
What, in his house?
With He's in his house. Oh, good. Okay, good.
Hospice kicked in like we had told them it would over a year ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, they're getting everything that we said you should do, and now they're doing it.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great news. And it's great that he's like doing okay. He's healthy.
And we're all getting along. I even tried to FaceTime my aunt. She did not answer. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I'm going to still do it.
That's great. Good
yeah. The you. Only one I'm not talking to right now is Hambone.
Mm-hmm.
Because she has me blocked, so I have no way of getting in touch with her.
Have you found that, like, it's so funny because my mom is like, we've been reaching out to so-and-so and so. They're like old family friends. Probably they haven't had a convo in, I want to say, a decade. But COVID is really bringing the old friends together because people are sitting around being like, I wonder what they're up to, you know?
Oh no. I reached out to, like, for instance, like I texted all the Insatiable people. They're like, wow, thank you so much for reaching out. Because they're like, you know, the show's canceled. It's over. So,
yeah.
Like, most... You know, in the entertainment, once it's done, no one really reaches out that much, you know? And yeah. It's not like we did 8 seasons, right?
Right.
So most of them. And then I reached out to Lindsay Price, which I haven't seen in probably 20 years.
Oh my gosh.
And I told her that her husband is getting me through the COVID with the Curtis Stone cookware on HSN.
Oh, and now he's like doing it from his house.
Well, she told me they're gonna have to start doing it from the house, and she said right. She's gonna pull her ear if she gets on camera, so that I know she knows that I'm saying hi.
Oh my god, it's so funny. That's amazing. Well, she's got to come on the podcast. We're gonna have some guests, guys. We just wanted to do this first to see if we understand what we're doing because we're both technical idiots.
By the way, so. The origami three tier foldable rolling cart. Which is now on sale for $59.99, 6 flex pay of $10. I need this thing.
What, an origami folding cart? Why do you need
origami is a company. Cart? Oh my God, it's a company. It's a storage cart.
For what?
Things.
What are you, a Korean woman?
No, it's for things. It's so great. Look it up.
Does it have rollers and you're just like, for your groceries? Rolls.
It's like hides into spaces. You can put one in your bathroom with towels and like.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's I thought great. You meant it was like the thing you take to the grocery store and roll
no,
around.
No, it's a roller cart that you can, no, it's like for storage. There's one, like you can do a whole kitchen thing with all your dried, it's great.
Okay.
Three different colors, black, blue, and gray.
Listen, mom's got 2 kids and a preschool I'm still fucking paying for, so I ain't buying no origami folding rolling
well,
cart.
Well, it's got 6 flex pay of $10 a month.
I don't care, it's still $10 and somebody's got to eat around here, right. Okay? My kids are going through food. Like you wouldn't believe. Why are they so hungry? Why? Are they both having growth spurts? Are they eating their feelings? They seem happy.
No, they probably see you two freaking out about getting groceries.
We're not freaking out.
And they're like, oh, we should eat. Sorry.
I'm doing all the foraging. Well, Brandon did it in the beginning. He went out there with the masks and the things. And now I'm like, let's just figure out other ways to try to do this. The dinging. How many friends do you stop reaching out to people?
Well, it's the circus, which is the Milano clan, and they keep texting. I'm trying to figure out how to turn this off. I'm opening up the text, so maybe that'll help.
Not help.
Wish me luck.
Let me ask you this. How's Kimmy Shields?
Oh, I haven't texted Kimmy Shields. I'm going to text her next. Thank you. I talked to Sarah Colonna. I talked to the showrunner, Lauren. I talked to Chris Gorham. I talked to Dallas Roberts.
Exciting.
Dallas is in New York. Obviously, he's freaking out.
Very hard place to be.
Yeah.
By the way, the hummus that we made today, so good. It's a little garlicky, I find, though. I like it, though, but I had to like brush my teeth after. I only put one clove of garlic in it.
For the
Elad told me how to make
the hummus.
Middle Eastern hummus.
Was it perfect?
It was delicious. A little garlicky for me. I think next time I would do a half a clove of garlic or a smaller clove.
Well, I think also if you would have put it in the bottom.
Yeah. You might be right. But it's really good. I can't believe I haven't been making my own hummus this whole time. The things you learn. By the way, I'm washing my hair like once a week. It was yesterday, so that's happening.
Well, I've been washing it every day. I wash my hair once a month total, and I've been washing it every day.
Wait, you wash your hair once a month?
Yeah, it's not good for your hair to wash your hair.
I don't think it's also good for your hair to wash it once a month. That's gross. No,
you rinse it, and then you condition it. You rinse it every day. You don't wash rinse it. You don't it. Shampoo. Yeah,
but if you're using a product, you can't just be putting product in and then rinsing it.
I leave conditioner in, that's it, and then I rinse
conditioner
it.
Conditioner is not how you. That's not taking the product out, though.
I understand that. I don't wash my hair. It's bad for your scalp. It's bad for your hair. That's why I have beautiful hair, and you don't.
Oh my gosh, your hair is coarse though. It's very gray and coarse.
Well, when it got gray, it got coarse, but I have gorgeous hair.
Okay, that may be the case, but I guess you don't have to wash it because it's like horse hair. It's like horse hair.
No, it's not horse hair. Your hair is probably dyed into chemicalized.
It is, girl. But now I have all this gray. Oh, it's so bad.
Okay, I'm going to my preferences and my messages. Let's see if that
Here's a question. Here's a real question, okay?
Uh-huh.
Do I text Deborah, my hair wizard? Because you know how she backs up. Do I text her now and be like, hey, how are you doing? So are you taking appointments yet for June?
Well, no, you don't because you stopped using her.
No, I didn't.
Oh, you went back?
Well, she always cut it.
I thought she colored it.
No, DP Hugh started coloring it, but she always cut it.
Oh, but she knows you were getting color from somewhere else?
Yeah. I was honest with her about it.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah. And every now and then, like, if I needed, like, a touch-up or, like, hey, I got some grays coming in, can you just cover the grays for me? Like, she still does that. But, yeah. But I mean, is it too far out? God, I don't know.
Well, what do you want to ask her?
I want to get an appointment for June. And then if we're allowed out, then I'll go. And if we're not, then I'll just, like, keep pushing it. But she, like, books up, like, right now, if we were not in COVID, she would already be booked until June. So
book her in June.
Right?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
I mean, my hair is getting, I know this is everybody, but, you know, women. Although I did, I gave myself a manicure and a pedicure. And I realized I'm not a nail technician.
Well, in New Orleans, the beauty supply stores are open. New Orleans is so fucked up right now. By the way, I had a third cousin that passed away.
What?
From the COVID.
No.
Officially of a heart attack, but they didn't have ventilators where he was at a small town outside of Lafayette. Oh, then they moved in Lafayette. By the time he got there, he died.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so that's rough. My brother-in-law has COVID.
Oh. God, Louisiana is not doing well.
Well, he's in Florida, but the Louisiana, they're all nuts there.
Nuts. Brandon said to me the other day, he's like, they just get hit so hard with so many things. I was like, well, yes.
They don't know how to be antisocial.
Right. Well, yeah, that's
the other. I mean, the whole city, like New Orleans especially, it's about being social.
Right.
And when you tell them they can't do something, they do it. Even worse.
Get out. There's a hurricane coming.
Right.
Yeah, we're fine.
We'll have a party.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Bad. Well, I started watching, by the way, I don't know what you're talking about. Below Deck Sailing Yacht is great.
I don't think it's that great.
It's pretty good.
I mean, I know it.
I'm only halfway through the first episode of Real Housewives of New York, because, you know, I have to get away from my husband to watch that, because he's
by
like,
the way, I know Mitch Modell, who was in the first episode.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he owns Modell's. It's a sporting goods store in New York City.
Is that the Ramona Singer guy?
Yeah. It's not his. He lives in her building. She
right, right, right.
Building. Yeah, yeah, it's that guy. Oh, the one that came to the bar and met.
Yeah, where she started crying.
Yeah.
She is something else.
Oh, yeah.
What happened with Bethany? She's just like, forget these crazy bitches. I'm out.
What's weird is that she signed a deal with, what's the religious guy who created Survivor? Mark Burnett.
Oh. To do her own show?
She signed a production deal, so I don't know what they're doing. I think they're doing a bunch of shows together.
Okay. So she can't go back to Housewives because she...
Well, she left Housewives and signed that deal.
Oh,
I see. That's what they announced, is when she left.
You know, I have to say, and I've always liked Bethany Frankel. I think she's like one of the MVPs of the Housewives franchise. But I don't like her as much on her own.
No, I think she's making a huge mistake.
I mean, that show she did with Frank.
These rolling carts, like, fold up. It's unreal.
You're not allowed. You're not allowed a rolling cart, okay? Nobody needs to be buying things right now. Although, I am a little pissed that you didn't buy the MacBook Air. And it was on.
I told you.
I know. I know.
I should have bought it.
So, Georgia keeps asking about the Easter Bunny.
Ain't coming.
And whether the Easter Bunny's
coming. I mean, ain't coming.
Let me tell you something crazy. Right before all of this happened, I was at CVS getting some birthday gifts and other random stuff, birthday cards and whatever. I think I had actually ordered photos. I never print photos. And we were trying to do a gallery wall in our
house. I didn't know you could still do that.
Oh, yeah. You can, it's like the only, I don't know where else you print photos except for like Shutterfly or something, but there's an app, a CVS app,
put your photos in. How about your printer?
No.
It's
not.
It's raining outside.
I know. It's been raining for the last 2 days. Having two children and two dogs inside 2 days is driving me. I should be drinking. It's 4 o'clock. I mean, I think I deserve it. Anyway. So I'm at CVS and printing the photos. And they had a bunch of Easter stuff out already because it was like maybe the first of March or something, like in that first week of March. I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go. I'm already here. This will save me a trip. I'm just going to buy a few things. That way I'll have them and then I can, you know, supplement. I have a whole bag of stuff for her. And I'm...
Oh, you do? Little,
yeah, I have. It's not a lot, but like she cares. I think there's like 16 plastic Easter eggs, frozen Easter eggs.
Oh.
And then a couple peeps and a chocolate bunny. She'll be happy. I was going to get other things, but you know what? Hard times, man. You're lucky you get some Reese's Pieces. Call it a day.
Yeah, I just can't believe that I've been home for a month and I'm okay.
I'm actually quite surprised about your mental stability. I thought you would be a total fucking wreck. You do pretty well in a pandemic, we're coming to realize.
Well, I spent a lot of time outside and like just sitting outside in my bikini. And my wig, my Corona wig.
Your bikini.
And as soon as I got, like next week, I'm going to go to Lowe's and I'm going to buy stuff to plant herbs and stuff. And I'm going to get a baby pool.
Yes.
In the front yard, in my bikini, in the baby pool.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
There's going to be a day that's like 77 degrees. perfect.
Yeah.
It's warm enough to get
everyone, all my family's been sending, look, Waffles sent me so much stuff.
Your family's hilarious.
She sent me turmeric and teas and Middle Eastern sage that I put in my teas and vitamins and all that kind of stuff. Gloves they sent me. And then today, my cousin Tutu sent me Lysol spray and homemade bread and spinach pies.
By the way, thank you for the spinach pies. We didn't get them today, but I'm gonna do a Middle East feast tomorrow for lunch. How did she send you the frozen spinach pies? Did she pack them in ice?
Yeah, they put them in, they put them in Ziplocs. And then they put them in like a foil thing and they overnighted them. Because she had made them that day and then sent them. She made them that morning and then sent them.
Got it. And then you froze them.
And then I froze them.
Copy. Amazing. It's so good.
So she's making more right now. And then today I got a shipment from my friends in Georgia when I was out there. They sent me another Lysol can, more gloves, soups, rice, ramen noodles, chips.
Oh my God. That's so nice.
I know. And all my group chats are like, how are you getting all this stuff? I go, it pays to be social.
This is my favorite thing though. They sent you that. And then there was like a random can of green beans. I'm like, who opened their pantry and was like, we ain't going to eat these. Send them to a lab. What are you going to do with a random can of green
beans? Two giant cans of Italian green beans, those giant cans. Those are delicious.
What are you going to do with that? Who eats green beans? Yes.
I love green beans.
Can you hear me? I only like green beans.
I love green beans.
I only like them out of a can when I have them with the crunchies and the mushroom soup, the white trash.
No, these aren't normal green beans. These are Italian green beans.
I don't understand.
They're like the big fat ones that are like in the pot. It's like a whole thing.
Is it seasoned?
Yes, they're country.
All right, well, maybe I would like those.
No, these are delicious. They're like, you like butter beans?
You like butter bean?
I love butter beans.
I don't think I like butter beans. I don't like lima beans. Too chalky.
Listen to me. That's the one thing about this whole pandemic is I've been cooking a lot and people have been sending me recipes and I'm going to make,
you got to make that butter chicken. Oh my God.
I don't know if I can make it. There's too many ingredients in that.
What are you talking about? You have the ingredients.
It seems too organic.
It's not. It's like delicious Indian food. It was so freaking good.
Yeah, I'm not a big Indian. I've never bought coconut milk in my life.
You've never bought coconut milk?
No, I don't even know what to do with it.
Well, we eat a lot of vegetarian food.
I'm making stuffed peppers tonight in the Instapot.
Stuffed with turkey?
Rice and beef.
Yum.
And tomatoes and onions, garlic.
Yum.
Parsley.
It's really interesting. I feel like people who don't cook right now are having to get like real creative. I mean, obviously there's takeout and stuff, but that gets really expensive.
I've been poaching eggs every other day.
I know. I'm jealous of the poached eggs. Well, yesterday it was raining here and
it was pouring all day long, 24 hours straight, cold.
Cold. And you know, when you have kids in a pandemic, when you have children in a pandemic, it's such a stark contrast between people who don't have kids and people who do have kids. Because if you don't, we were laughing yesterday saying this would be the most amazing time, especially if you were like a newlywed. You were just like, we're just going to stay inside and be together. You'll do some work and I'll do some work. And I was, we were like fantasizing about it, which I'm sure it's not like that for everyone, but I'm just saying like, we were basically fantasizing about being single and in a pandemic. But when you have kids, it's like we wake up at 7:30 or 7 and she says, so what are we doing today, Mom? And it's like a whole thing. What are we doing today? I'm like, okay, here we go. What can I come up with? Because guys, I'm also realizing during this, I'm not an esthetician. I don't do good pedicures and I'm a terrible crafter. I'm
well, listen, here's what you do.
A terrible preschool teacher.
Like with Georgia, you do like a little mini spa day.
Oh, we've done them. She's done my makeup. I look okay. Like the Joker. We do that once a week at least. We do our nails. And she gets to do my makeup.
Like I sent my godchildren for Easter, I sent them kites that they can design and put together.
Oh, no. And that was smart.
Yeah, so then go outside and fly the kites. And that's, I'm getting a pinata, and I'm filling that up with like toilet paper and stuff.
Oh my god!
And gloves and all that kind, and then candies, and I'm just going to drop it off, and then, I'm spraying it with Lysol, of course, and then I'm going to drop it off, and then
that is so cute.
I'm just trying to think of like Easter activities rather than
right, just like candy or whatever. Right. That is so cute. That's a great. Yeah. Damn it. I wish we had a pinata.
Yeah.
Where are you getting it from? Have you already got it?
Well, there's a party store in my neighborhood that has groceries, like, you know, it's a convenience store, so they're open. So I'm going to go look at it tomorrow.
Well, if you see two, will you buy one for me? And I'll Venmo you.
Yeah, of course.
That would be an awesome activity.
By the way, just so you know, you and the listeners got a little treat just a second ago.
What happened? I heard doors opening.
Well, I went to the bathroom to pee. I just sat in the toilet.
That is.
I took the laptop with me.
My God.
It's like, I got to pee so bad.
Let me tell you about our day date yesterday. So because we've been like 24/7 with these kids, and then, in the beginning of this whole thing, I was like sick. It was just like a fucking whirlwind. Yesterday, I was like, we need to have a date. Because I feel like I never have any time to connect with my husband. We're constantly just like juggling back and forth. He's got more clients now because everyone's freaking the fuck out.
Right.
People need therapy. So he's dealing with that. And anyway, so yesterday, Baylor takes a nap and I put the Swiss Family Robinson, the old one, on the TV downstairs. Georgia loved it. Watched the entire thing.
Oh, and great.
We moved to that hour and a half. We got in bed. It's raining outside. Got in bed. I popped open because we're starting to run out of the crappy stuff. Popped open the bottle of Veuve Clicquot that's been in there since New Year's. And I was like,
I have mine too.
It's 11:30 in the morning. We're going to drink this right now. And we
did. I'm waiting for our quarantine to be over before I open that.
Oh, that's not the time. That's the time you want to go to the bar.
Well, I want to celebrate. Start with getting ready in the shower with champagne.
Oh, okay. All right.
By the way,
that makes sense, Eric.
Right now, they have the Beauty Bioscience Rose Quartz Roller Tool. You know, that like those roller for your face?
They don't do shit. I don't think they do anything. My eyes.
$45, Christine. Three flex pays $15.
No, no one needs that.
Free shipping and handling. Go ahead.
Let me ask you, what do you think Eric and Jane is doing in quarantine? I'm always wondering what Erica.
I gotta follow her on IG.
Oh God, let's check it out.
Erica, you gotta go on the Mid City Instagram.
Yeah.
My cousin just posted a story. She went to the store and hired a model because she's got to sell curbside now.
Oh my gosh!
And she's like trying to get customers. She's like, rent's due, bitch. And so she's like Lysoling the wigs and the shoes.
Oh my God.
You gotta look at their story. Rio Mid City.
Hey, hold up. Rio.
RIOMIDCITY.
I feel like Erica Jane's not doing her own Instagram.
Well, she might be now. I think her husband's a little old to have like people just coming in a house.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't, yeah. No, I think somebody else has taken over that account because it's just a bunch of random memories and like, you know. Emotion.
Okay, listen to this.
Okay, wait. Rio Mid City. Oh my God. Available for curbside pickup?
I told you.
What the? who needs a guitar purse right now and stiletto heels?
Well, in New Orleans, they don't care. Like, they're calling her left and right. You open, girl. You open.
Stop it.
I swear to God. And she's like, no, I can't. You know, I'm not trying to get the Rona. And so
I'm not trying to get the Rona.
My cousin's like, I'm not trying to get the Rona. She's like, they're like, we need, you know, we're still doing our Easter, you know, we need an outfit. Plus a lot of people are staying home and in New Orleans is about fashion. Like, you know, like, so their Instagrams, they want to look pretty for their Instagrams.
I'm obsessed with this Instagram. Guys,
I told you.
Mid City. I don't know what's happening, but I feel like I need some of these things. Wait, do you think they deliver? There is an outfit in here. Dinging. There's an outfit in here that is to die for.
With the pink one?
I love that ruffle.
I knew it. I knew the pink one.
Yep. It's really exciting. Oh, you know what? I might need to just place an order on Rio Mid City and use this for when we have our out of quarantine party.
Oh,
there's also one with a real fluffy, there's a like a fluffy crop top. Who doesn't need a fluffy crop top? That's what we should
and,
buy.
And all that hair is wigs. Those are all wigs.
Oh, of course.
That
dude.
They sell.
How is your quarantine wig?
Well, I'm going to wash her either tonight or tomorrow, and then I'm going to condition her, and then I'm going to do like little braids, and let it dry with the braids, and then see what happens next. I'm just running out of looks. I need accessories. I don't have any accessories.
I gave you a bow.
It's not enough. And that bow, that clip is so small. My hair is thick.
Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, all we have over here are little tiny children bows. This is the other thing that's annoying me. I mean, I think it's wonderful, but now it's like I was on top of all these things like property taxes and my federal taxes and my insurance. And I paid all these premiums because I do things ahead of time. So, because otherwise I'll forget and then I'll get fined or we'll lose our health insurance or some bullshit. And now everyone's like, now, like the day before they're due, they're like, we're going to give you a leniency. We're just going to take 6 months. You don't have to pay. I'm like, bitch, I already paid. Give me my money back. My property tax. My federal taxes.
They said you're going to give you a leniency?
I just saw that.
Oh, because they were due on Friday. They were due today.
They're waiving all the late fees. So you could just wait and pay, but I didn't do that. Oh, the property.
If you got it, you should just do it.
Well, I did. I already paid it.
Yeah, I got to still do my taxes, but I'm waiting until the last minute, July 15th.
How long do you think I should keep paying for preschool?
Are they sending her stuff?
Well, we have a Zoom in the morning, which I already told you how well that goes. And then there's a packet, like 3 pages. And yes, it's like a lesson plan of things you can do and links to like, you could make this with this and you could do this. And this is an art table with this. And, you know, I mean, I'm not saying it's nothing. It's definitely curriculum. They're putting something together. But half the time it's like, I look at it. And I'm like, I don't have that. Or I'm like, what if we did this? I'm like putting it out. She goes, yeah, I don't want to. Whereas if she was at school, they would have a choice. They could, well, not really. They have a choice. They'd put it out and some kids would be into it. And she would be like, I want to go play on the bike outside with my friends. And she's like allowed to go do that. So let's be honest. It's like a preschool is kind of glorified daycare. It's socialization and a few things that they're learning here and there. But my point is, I don't want there not to be a place to go to when we can all go back. But
well, that's my
question. Don't know when
is. Will you think that they'll let you back in if you stop?
Who else are they going to get right now? I mean, truth be told, I ain't working. I have an audio book, but there's no like directing jobs until.
Right.
And I just don't know how long I can keep doing this is my point.
Well, can you just tell them you're going to Atlanta to be with your family for a couple months?
I don't think it would work. I mean, if I'm just like, I'm going to stop paying, they would just be like, okay, well, I guess they would just, maybe there's probably people on a waiting list. Maybe they'd be like, dear waiting list family, when COVID releases, we'd like to welcome you in. I don't know. I don't know. I do feel bad for the parents though, who have kids like in these expensive private schools, because there's no getting out of that one. But yeah, wow. And for all the parents that are like now having to learn calculus and shit, I would die. I was not a math person. I know that's not going to come as a shock to anyone, but no, I do not.
Okay, hold on a second.
What?
In the beauty bio, R45, the reversal double size and pout lip serum retails for $328.90, is HSN price $150. The event price is $119, three flex pays of $39.98.
For lip serum?
Uh-huh. It's for this pout lip serum.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
No. We're not getting it. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. Lip serum? That doesn't work. Just start overlining your lips. Just put eyeliner or lip liner up to your nose and then fill it in. You don't need lip serum. Stupid.
My poor sister, she's like, please send me that bottle of Lysol.
Oh my God.
Everyone wants my Lysol.
Yeah, I know. We're all going to be like trading things and commodities.
Well, I have COVID here. You know, my roommate has the COVID. It's a three pack and a tube. So that's, you're getting a lot for your price.
Yeah, I can't believe they found that and sent it to you.
No, I'm talking about the lip serum.
No one's getting the lip serum. Listen to me. Do you want to share about the thing that happened to you this week?
Oh, sure.
So we're trying to do this test with our engineer Rob because we're trying to figure out how to make this podcast work, and I'm like waiting for him, and I'm like, are you doing this? He's like, guys, I'm dealing with an emergency, okay? I cannot do this right now, so I'm just going to turn it over to you. Why don't you tell us what happened?
So I wake up very early at 7:30 a.m. my time, 9:30 New Orleans time. I call Waffles, and we do a vitamins call.
Okay.
And I call it the vitamins call because we take our vitamins at that time, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's every morning. And anyways, I'm talking to her. I'm having my coffee. We're just chit-chatting. And I had these, Alyssa sent me over like a care package of like fresh vegetables from her garden and stuff. And there's giant carrots and stuff.
Nice.
And so I was like, oh, I need to peel these and clean them and like put them in water and put them in the fridge, you know, for snack on. So I say to her, I go, Waffles, can I peel carrots into the garbage disposal? And she's like, oh, yeah. So I'm peeling them, cleaning it. And then I go to turn on the garbage disposal. Next thing you know, it's water is bubbling up, black coming out.
Wow.
Then I look underneath the sink and water is spraying out of the bottom of the sink. So there's a clog and it's all carrots, obviously. And I Google, can you, you know, peel carrots in the garbage disposal? And they're like, no, because they're thin and they stick to the walls of the pipes and the whole bit.
Oh my God.
So I'm freaking out because my roommate's in quarantine. He owns the house. You know, it's his, you know, the dishwasher's already broken, so I have to wash dishes. So I'm freaking out. Water is going everywhere, but I didn't know that there was a leak. So while the leak was happening, I ran to CVS and got Drano, poured the Drano in,
then
do the 30-minute wait, do the hot water. It gets, all of a sudden, hot water and Drano are pouring out of the sink. It's all over the mat, which was green and yellow, and now is like baby blue.
So it's coming out underneath the sink, out of the cabinets.
I call a handyman friend of mine, and he's like, yeah, your pipe is clogged. You're going to have to take the pipe apart. I go, I'm going to FaceTime you. I'm talking quietly because he's in the next room. I'm going to FaceTime you. And so you could talk me through it. So he talks me, he goes, okay, unscrew, you see that? Unscrew that. He goes, okay, take that pipe out, and I'm sure enough, there's nothing but freaking carrots all in it, you know. So I clean it all out, but I can't get the pipes to screw back together. So now I'm freaking out. He's like trying to show me how to do it. I go, it's not connecting. And I was like, dude, you have to come over.
Oh shit.
So we have masks on, gloves on, the whole bit. He comes over, he fixes it. He's like, who the fuck put this together? I go, I have no idea. I go, you know, it's how it was. And sure enough, he fixed it. My roommate has no idea.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
Yeah. He hasn't seen the thing either. I'm waiting for him to comment on the baby blue.
Matt?
Yeah.
Well, the whole kitchen's blue, so the good news is it matches.
It matches, but I put it in the laundry room and just switched a couple of the carpets around and was like, this looks better. I, by the way, during this whole quarantine, I moved everything around in the kitchen without him knowing, because I was like, he doesn't cook. He makes TV dinners.
Right.
So I was like, I'm just going to like make it so it works for me.
Yeah, totally.
And I did.
Totally. Oh, my God. Well, yeah. I feel like I am really branching out into some of these new recipes that I've been making.
You saw the roasted chicken I made.
Ugh, I'm so jealous. By the way, okay, if you see a pot or whatever that thing is called, a tangi- what is that thing called? You put the chicken on it. It's terracotta.
It's like a chicken roaster. It looks like it's. Yeah, it looks like roaster. Yeah. It's yeah. But that right. one's like handcrafted. I got in an art fair.
Right. I understand that. But if you see anything that's comparable on HSN, you buy it for me. That's
no, I saw
you're
it on
buy.
Amazon. It's $50.
No, so you can get an HSN price. I want like a flex pay of like $7.99.
Well, let's look at the HSN right now. I'm going to look at it right now and look at the app.
Look at you, the HSN app.
Yeah, I got the app. I was like, I'm about to apply for the credit card.
No.
Let's see.
No.
Chicken cooker.
Chicken cooker.
That's
doubtful.
Let's see what
they
got.
God. How do you think Nicole's doing?
I'm scared to ask. I've been so scared. We wanted to bring her on as our first guest, but it's hard to control her in person. So
oh
I'm just imagining on the phone or on the computer.
Oh my goodness gracious.
Oh wow, this is a cool chicken fryer. Okay.
She, oh man. Well, they did a nanny thing. They did episode, the original cast for a table one, or an episode one table read.
Right.
Very
Which
cute.
Is so smart, by the way.
Oh, yeah. So cute.
I think that's a great idea.
Totally. Mm. Oh, my gosh. She just had her birthday.
Nicole did?
Yeah. I texted her that day.
Oh, yeah. So did I.
Because I texted first.
Right.
Yeah, we need to have her on. I think Alana would be great, too. We should have Alana Ubach back.
Oh, we got to have... I can't imagine Alana right now.
Right? Crazy. I mean, I need to know what she's up to. All right, guys. We have a lot of good guests coming up. We don't know who they are yet, but they're going to be great.
We got to work out some guests.
The other thing that we wanted to talk about is okay, so you guys, we're going to do a giveaway on our IG, and we're doing this with a company called Shift for Cares. So Shift for is running a great campaign right now to help small businesses across the country. They're a payment processing center, and they've agreed to donate an extra 5% to any gift card purchased through the link at shift4cares.com. Their goal is to raise $200 million for small businesses during these tough times. Better yet, they are giving away $50 restaurant gift cards to our followers in the LA and New York areas.
Go ahead.
What you need to do is go to our Instagram. You need to comment. You need to be liking us, tag a friend, and comment below for a chance to win. The first 20 people to comment with Shift for Cares has a chance to win one of these $50 restaurant gift cards.
And
that's
spell
the way
that out.
SHIFT, number 4, Cares, CARES.com. And you can tell your friends as well. You can go to shiftforcares.com. You can purchase gift cards towards restaurants, hotels, and lots of small businesses. And that will really help them keep afloat during this time. So it's an awesome cause, and we're just excited to give away 20 gift cards valued at $50. 50 bones. It's awesome.
To your local restaurant. And it's Shift4, S-H-I-F-T, 4, the number, cares, CARES.com.
Yeah. So that's awesome. All right. Well, listen, this has been real. I have to get back to my kids because I'm on a really short time limit these days.
And then you can email us your COVID stories. I'm sure there's some crazy ones happening out there. We'd love to talk about it on air.
Here's what I want to know: the craziest things people are doing at home, either to like stay fit, to stay sane, to cook, like some of your parent fails, crafting fails. I would love it because it just makes me feel better about all the fails that I'm having every day.
Here's what I want to hear. I want to hear about all the irresponsible people around you that are doing shitty things, and let's talk about them.
Oh, you want to be a shamer? You're going to be one of the shamers from next door.
I want to shame the worst. I want to find the worst ever COVID people because I'm like, I can't believe some of these people that aren't wearing masks and gloves or not staying home or entertaining in their homes. It's half of them are my family, by the way, not my immediate family, but my cousins.
Yeah.
I'm like, you guys, they don't get it. And I'm like, as soon as it like affects you, you're going to be really upset. So you need to like take this seriously. Stay at home, everyone. If you can, please do. I want to give my hats off to all the service workers, which are also first responders, all the grocery people, the delivery people. Thank you so much for keeping us fed. And we appreciate you.
You're amazing. All of you guys are amazing. My heart really goes out to all these paramedics and firefighters and healthcare workers, nurses, doctors. And you know, when I went to
the grocery clerks and the Amazon delivery people and the restaurant delivery people.
We gave our UPS man. We gave our UPS man and our, we were sitting on the porch and we gave our UPS man and our Amazon Prime deliverer a round of applause. We were like, thank you for being out there.
I literally got an email from Rite Aid saying that they were hiring, and I was like, you know what, I might just go do that just to like
give back,
do something. I'm not kidding. I was like, I could apply at Rite Aid. There's one around the corner.
Why not I'm, you don't also get might to take get care of go do it
on I might get a discount.
A discount and a gift bag. You'll do anything for a discount and a gift bag.
100%. I'm no fool.
Oh, you guys. All right. Stay well. Be well.
You can find me at Alec Led at Alec Led. Don't ask on all of the above.
And you can find me at Yo Lakin. I'm Christine Reichen. And you can find us at Worst Ever Podcast and Worst Ever PC on Twitter. Email us at worsteverpodcast@gmail.com. And don't forget, our Shift for Cares giveaway is happening today. So you're one of those first 20 people to get one of your gift cards. LA and New York metro areas.
That's right.
Sorry, all right, guys.
Michigan.
We just want to make sure that there's a restaurant on there that's going to work for you. So, all right, people, stay well, stay sane. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.